Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
25 past four is the time. I'm Simon Anstey and this is The Overdrive. On the line, I've got Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates here at Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham, Johannesburg. Daniel, great to have you with me at the start of a new week.
Start of a new week and the subject continues.
The subject does indeed continue. And you're going to be chatting about Germany, COVID and kids. Where are you going with that?
It's very interesting to see that the cases in Germany, Simon, are really escalating at the moment. So much so that if you look at the stats, I mean, Germany has had over the last running week, 47,000 new cases a day. So, if you compare that, they've got a
two million
and we have 55, 60 here. So it's really higher than what we've ever had here. Now, the part that's really interesting is that if you look at who's getting these new COVID cases in Germany, the highest age group is reported in between 10-year-olds and 14-year-olds. Wow. And then the next age group is between 5-year-olds and 9-year-olds. So it's not the elderly and it's not the middle age. And, you know, presumably those people, the young people are not vaccinated. Well, they aren't vaccinated in Germany. Now, interestingly, I thought it would be apt at this to talk about Israel as well, because Israel, where we've seen a slight increase in the numbers, is has now, as of today, embarked on the new program to vaccinate 5 to 11-year-olds, which is really interesting. And there's a lot of, I know, thoughts and controversy and ideas about this. But if you look at the numbers, just the simple numbers, and you see how Germany, which is a 70% vaccinated population, has got this huge uptake in numbers. You are all mainly kids. And then you look at Israel where there's an uptake, but you know, uptick hasn't gone that high yet. And you see this effort to vaccinate young people. It's very understandable why they're going about it.
So, once again, we are seeing, the science is proving itself. The vaccine is definitely working.
Absolutely. Now, the question that may be asked here is, so what? Let the kids get it. They're not becoming particularly ill. The truth is we have seen, like, for example, in the United States, we are seeing more sick kids with COVID per number than we are here in South Africa. We did see in South Africa. But if one looks at it from a pure public health perspective, if you're able to vaccinate your younger age groups, then you're able to curtail the spread just as what's happening in Germany with the older age groups. So it really, all these statistics really do point to the fact that the more of the population that gets vaccinated, including young people, means there'll be less spread. And obviously then the complication rate will be less. So I just think that what's going on at the moment with these numbers and the coinciding with this new program in Israel that starts from today, it's interesting to see where perhaps we should be heading.
That was the next question, Daniel. To what extent do you think the South Africans might follow the German example?
Well, we are a very liberal and democratic society, and you know, everything deserves a debate. So I don't think it's going to happen as quickly and easily. And the other point thing is we are a bit resource constrained, and we are still trying to convince our population who really do need vaccination, a lot of them to get vaccinated. So I don't see this following suit very soon. But I do think, if you ask my predictions in months to come, at this time next year, the vaccine for COVID should be an offered vaccine just like other vaccines are offered in childhood, so that we can, as a population, bring the numbers under control.
Daniel, as always, thank you. I'm sure you and I will be chatting this time tomorrow again.
Great, Simon.